Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Brendan Shabath on the updates. Two Grand Slam in 25 minutes. We're going to play Lions Word Association as they get out of the bye. Give us a word or phrase to describe the Lions. And John, people are pumped about what's coming up here. Team's playing well.
Yeah.
How does the season end?
All right. So I saw this, and it's take it with a grain of salt, right?
Of course.
As we all do with ChatGPT, because there is one flaw, and I'm not sure if you saw it or not.
No,
in this.
I haven't seen it.
All right. So they predicted each team's record by the end of the season, and then they said, hey, well, let's predict the playoffs, let's predict the end of the season awards, as well as Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right, so obviously the reason we're bringing this up, because we're not going to bring it up if the Lions don't do well. At the end of the year, the teams with the best record, Indianapolis Colts, 13-4. Kansas City Chiefs, 12-5. The Buffalo Bills, 12-5. Tampa, 11-6. The Eagles, 12-5. The Lions, now this is where the flaw is. It says 14-2. So
that's
I'm not
possible,
sure
John.
If there is a game that is not there, going to happen.
Or is there a tie in there? Is it 14-2?
No, it's not 4. No, because Green Bay is 10-6-1 and Dallas is 8-8-1. So that's where there's a flaw. But
even give them a loss. Call it 14-3.
Yeah, let's just call it 14-3.
They lose the game that wasn't played.
Uh-huh. And so that allows them the number one overall seed.
Again.
Yes, again. And in the playoffs, in the postseason, they play in the divisional round, the Seattle Seahawks.
I like their chances there.
Uh-huh. They host the Seahawks here. And the Seahawks have been kind of one of those teams, right? Remember the last couple of years? A little bit of a bugaboo, but pre-dominance.
Well, and we saw Sam Darnold in a big spot coming to Detroit last year. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah. So the Lions win that one by double digits.
A little 28-17. We have a drop for that. There you go.
All right, and there's a rematch in the NFC Championship game. Not a rematch of a previous NFC Championship game, but a rematch of Monday Night Football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they arrive having beat the Green Bay Packers in the wild card round. They beat the Carolina Panthers.
Who sneak in.
And they face the Detroit Lions. Now, we would all love to have a double-digit win in the NFC Championship game. However,
oh, okay.
They win by a touchdown.
I'll take it.
31-24. Sends them to the Super Bowl. Well, who do they face?
Chiefs?
Nope. Chiefs.
Colts?
The number one seed is the Indianapolis Colts. They beat the LA Chargers.
Okay.
And in the divisional round, we have the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Now, during the regular season, we'll get to see this real soon.
This week.
Mm-hmm. In the regular season, I believe Josh Allen is 4-1 against the Kansas City Chiefs. In the postseason,
0 for 4.
However, in this year's ChatGPT NFL playoffs in the AFC, the Buffalo Bills win by a field goal, 34-31.
How about that? Some poetic justice finally with a field goal in the playoffs. And we get the Super Bowl that everybody on the outside wants to see. Two tortured fan bases, Lions and Bills. Bring them home, John.
Yes. So the number one seed, the Indianapolis Colts, will face the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game. And we're all talking about how great the Colts have been. Their 1-2 punch with the passing game and their offensive line, the defense. However, they don't make it to the Super Bowl. It's the Buffalo Bills by a score of 30-27. So our Super Bowl matchup is the Buffalo Bills against our very own Detroit Lions. Now, in this game, do you think it's going to be a shootout or it's going to be a defensive battle?
Lions defense is much improved, but something tells me it's going to be a shootout. And curious how that one goes.
Because
the last time we saw these two teams play, Buffalo came into Detroit and rolled them.
Yes, but this is neutral field. All right, it's going to be out in San Francisco. Levi Stadium, weather should be nice.
Yeah. This homecoming for Goff, by the way.
The final score, 38 for the victors, 34 for the losers. Buffalo gets there yet again, but can't find a way to win in the biggest, on the biggest stage, in the biggest moment, and your Super Bowl champions, our very own Detroit Lions. Get the parade route ready.
And may I note, exercise some playoff demons in Santa Clara?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Obviously.
Think about that.
NFC Championship game a couple of years ago.
Do they have Super Bowl MVP?
They have do not have Super Bowl MVP. They have season MVP. They also have Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year. Now, we all think that Aiden Hutchinson should be in the running for Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah.
He doesn't win it. It goes to Dak Prescott.
Okay.
So he's having a good year.
He
and,
is.
Yeah. And so, okay, offense rookie of the year, defense rookie of the year, doesn't matter. Defensive player of the year. Any chance Hutch wins this one?
It's probably going to Myles Garrett.
It is not going to Myles Garrett. It's going to Nick Bonito.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For Bronco pass rush.
Yep, Denver. And he's having a hell of a year, too. Didn't have a hell of a Sunday like we saw Myles Garrett, but the NFL MVP.
Allen?
No.
Mahomes?
No.
Jonathan Taylor?
No. No. No, it's not Baker Mayfield either.
Who is it?
It is our very own Jared Goff.
Okay. Look, part of that's if you get the one seed and play well down the stretch. So this situation, we get Jared Goff winning an MVP.
Uh-huh.
He wins the Super Bowl. He does it in his home.
Yeah, you want to talk about the demons. You're exercising all the demons this year.
And I'm going to assume you win Super Bowl MVP at that point.
Yeah, I mean, if your offense scores 38 points, now there could be a situation where Jahmyr Gibbs has an epic, you know, 200-yard all-purpose yards.
You know what's crazy, too? At any other point, this exercise feels like fantasy land. Like the Lions in the Super Bowl. Yeah, this doesn't seem crazy at all.
It doesn't. And so to be able to, I mean, we already handled Tampa, but you're playing Tampa in the NFC Championship game. And there's always going to be a threat with Baker Mayfield. And I don't know. I mean, they don't tell me who's back. Is Mike Evans back by that time?
Probably.
You know, Mika Igbuka, fully healthy. We'll get a chance to see.
But in this path, they don't face the Eagles or the Packers in the playoffs.
No, in fact, and this is where you're looking at it going, maybe, I don't know what ChatGPT is looking at. The Carolina Panthers beat the Eagles in the first round, in the wild card round.
How about that, Mr. Philadelphia?
Yeah.
You guys believe that?
No, not even a little bit.
No, no. I do believe that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beating the Carolina Panthers, beating Green Bay.
I could see all that. So
So that's just one version of ChatGPT. Now, if you type in all the statistics of what's happened now, and you hit the the return button, I don't know how many different times or how many different iterations it spits out. Does it spit out the same? I don't use ChatGPT. Probably should, but does it spit out a different scenario every single time? Or if this is the way the numbers play out, why would it all of a sudden randomly spit out something else?
A week-to-week league, I mean, it's going to change.
Well, sure, week-to-week.
Different inputs and all that stuff. But
as we stand right now.
Hey, look.
Get your car flags ready.
Sure.
Get the shredded paper, trash bags ready. The confetti parade is ready to go right down Woodward.
So we're going to ask people for word association. Maybe your two words are Super Bowl. How are you feeling about the Lions at the bye week? 5-2, they'll get back after it this Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. Dan Campbell's going to join us, not today, but tomorrow as the team gets out of the bye. So we want to play word association. You can text them in. You can make a phone call, 248-539-9797. We'll give you ours coming up next. But what word or phrase would you use to describe the Lions? How you're feeling, what you've seen, and what you think's about to happen. It's 97.1.
What's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks in the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right, $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score Report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some of your words or phrases to describe the Lions at the bye. And we'll take these ticket texts and phone calls for a good chunk of the show today. Text says, belt to ass, Super Bowl, Scott and Carlton. third time's the charm, Fred, in Detroit. And in the pack, six teams in the NFC that have yet to separate. Your word or phrase, word association, Lions at the bye. Before the two grand slam, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, Detroit Police Chief Todd Bettison announced that an officer who shot a woman six times during a traffic stop will be held accountable. Bettison said the officer violated several department policies and is asking to suspend the officer immediately without pay. The officer has been with the department for a little less than 2 years and has no other citizen complaints or pending disciplinary action. Now, the woman was hospitalized for non-life-threatening injuries and is recovering. This woman will also not be charged with any crime. So basically what happened was this woman was pulled over on Sunday for speeding, tints, and an obstructed license plate. Apparently, that's not what the chief was originally told. Also, was originally told she did not comply, but after reviewing video, she did comply. She handed over her license. She said her insurance was on her phone. She also said she strongly disagreed with why she was being pulled over and had asked to talk to the officer's supervisor. Also called 911. And now the police chief is saying if that supervisor would have been called. The supervisor was never called in the first place. Perhaps we wouldn't have ended up where we ended up. But it sounds like, it escalated from there. The officer called for backup, tried to pull her out of the car, pepper spray. She actually tried to drive away. They boxed her in. When she was trying to drive past them again, the officer opened fire into her vehicle. Here is the police chief kind of discussing the officer-involved shooting. Well, didn't say much, but we get it, right? Very, very serious. Listen to this story. The Dundee Community Schools wrestling program has been put on 3 years probation following a hazing investigation. So the district said the probe uncovered serious misconduct involving several athletes. So the team can still compete, but there's now going to be new rules implemented. There's going to be mandatory training for coaches. There's going to be community service. There's going to be different rules about where they can stay and the hotels they stay at and overnight stays. Things like that. The school leaders say they're committed to changing the culture and making sure that the students feel safe. The leaders also say they're focused on rebuilding trust to make sure that this does not happen again.
Mm. Yeah.
If you're planning to take the kids out trick-or-treating this Halloween, you just still may want to keep the umbrella handy. However, good news, the weather on Friday may turn out to be a little bit better than you first expected, because if you've been watching the weather, it looked like it was going to rain.
Yes,
there was going to be rain. There was going to be showers. However, it looks like that has changed, at least for us here in Metro Detroit. Still rain like along the coast of Lake Michigan, but you can expect cloudy and cool weather, right around low 50s, upper 40s. So it's going to be...
That's perfect for running around.
It's going to be basically what it usually is here, where you have this cute costume and then you cover it with a coat, which is okay because kids need to stay warm. Or if the costume's big enough, you put the jacket underneath the costume.
Mm-hmm. Makes Batman's muscles look even bigger.
Yeah, it does. Teddy's going to be out there just running around.
Is he going as Batman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's going to be fun, but just, still have it handy in case there is a sprinkle or two out there. Might be a little damp, but otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what I was looking for.
Jamaica is bracing for catastrophic damage as Hurricane Melissa is ready to bear down on the island. Packing winds of 175 miles per hour is a Category 5 storm and is expected to make landfall this morning within hours. It's going to bring life-threatening flooding, landslides, massive waves. The winds are going to be so strong, could just obviously take down the power, take down homes. They say that near the center of the path of Melissa, they say total structural failure is expected. Oof. This is going to be catastrophic. The Red Cross is warning that at least 1.5 million people in Jamaica alone may experience the repercussions from this hurricane. More than 800 shelters have been set up so people can have a safe place to go. If you would like to win $2,000, give us a call right now, 248-539-9797. This is your chance. Finally, listen to this news. Kelsey Grammer is a dad yet again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the 70-year-old.
Just
welcomed his 8th child and 4th baby with his wife, Kate Walsh, just about a week ago.
Huh.
Yeah, he made the announcement on the Pod Meets World podcast on October 27th, explaining that he and his wife just had a little son. They named him Christopher, and he said they had him about 3 days before that podcast aired. So literally, like, I don't know, within the last week.
Well, congratulations.
So, yeah, this means he has children ranging in age from 41 to zero.
Newborn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you should have some babysitters.
Yeah.
Although he's probably retired, so he can be home with...
His wife is 46, so she's younger.
Yes.
And maybe they have a nanny. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah, it is great.
So his wife is 5 years older than his oldest child.
That is true.
Okay. No comment. That's Heather with the news. Coming up next.
Yes. No, your no comment is a comment.
It is. It is a comment. We're going to get to some Halloween party fun, but first the two grand slam.
All right, boys. I hope we give away some money today.
Mm-hmm.
The game, the rules are simple, but it's not an easy game to play when you're calling on the phone. You're going to get 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly, and hopefully we're going to give away $2,000.
It's only 10 questions.
It is.
Yeah.
But that clock.
Mm-hmm. Tick-tock.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you got this. Chris in Flint, today's your lucky day. You're on 97.1.
How's it going?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chris. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Okay. Have you played before?
I have not.
Okay.
Well, good luck. Right. If there's one you don't know, say pass, and hopefully if there's enough time, we'll get back to it. Your time's going to start right now. Here we go, Chris. LSU fired this football coach on Sunday night.
Brian Kelly.
Who did the Kansas City Chiefs play last night?
Washington Commanders.
Dave Rexroth is the meteorologist for this TV station.
WNEM 5.
Who was the starting pitcher for the Blue Jays last night?
Max Scherzer.
Where did Jim Costa go to college?
Central Michigan.
This artist had the 2013 hit Locked Out of Heaven.
Bruno Mars.
Jordan Binnington is the goalie for this NHL team.
Pass.
Who was the first pick in the 2025 NBA draft?
Pass.
Brad Pitt played this character in Moneyball.
Bean.
Who currently leads the NFL in rushing yardage this season?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jordan Binnington is the goalie for this NHL team.
The Blues.
Who was the first pick in the 2025 NBA draft?
Wembanyama.
All right, we got you with...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I'll take it.
You seemed very calm, cool, and collected.
It sounded calmer than I probably was.
Heart racing a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, there you go. Congratulations. That's a great performance.
Yeah, he used his time wisely.
Yeah, I know. We didn't even get to the buzzer.
I felt confident going back to his passes that I had enough time to read the questions again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he handled himself well.
We're going to put you on hold. Make sure you get paid. Stay on the line. $175?
Yep. Well done.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, math on air.
Want to go through this?
Yeah, let's go. Well, in the two grand slam on Tuesdays is brought to you by Femininio Law. Get David, get paid. LSU fired this football coach on Sunday night.
It's Brian Kelly.
Nailed it. Commanders played the Chiefs last night on Monday Night Football. Things didn't go well for him on question number three. Dave Rexroth. Who did he say? Channel 5?
He said NEM, which is like
Saginaw.
Saginaw area.
Just checked it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. No, it's Channel 7 or WXYZ.
Here in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Starting pitcher for the Blue Jays last night. That's the longest game in World Series history. Max Scherzer. He got that one. Jim Costa. Go ahead with the drop. He got that one. Bruno Mars had the 2013 hit Locked Out of Heaven. He got back to number 7. Jordan Binnington is the goalie for this NHL team.
St. Louis Blues.
Uh-huh.
The Red Wings will play tonight.
Now, he said Victor Wembanyama. Now, wrong year. But it was the 2025 NBA draft, which was Cooper Flagg.
Did you see, by the way, when they do the national anthem now in Dallas, the whole crowd says Flagg?
Oh, no, I didn't
unison.
See that.
It's kind of their thing now, cool. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Brad Pitt played this character in Moneyball, Billy Bean. He got that one. And who currently leads the NFL in rushing yardage this season? Who did he say?
He said Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs, yeah. Nope. That would be Jonathan Taylor for Indianapolis Colts.
Your next chance to win is on Thursday, same time, 7:25. Can you get all 10 right to win $2,000? 8 o'clock, we're going to get into the trade deadline with the Detroit Lions. You got a big need. What do you want to see him do? The deadline is 1 week from today. Before we get to that football conversation, it is the week of Halloween. Many of us have had or will have Halloween parties. Got some fun questions with that next. 97.1.
Hey, we're still celebrating the start of the NBA season, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or you want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who's going to score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. And this parlays are great because you can put down a little and you got a chance to win a lot. However you want to play, now's the perfect time to join. FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth place of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe Davis on the call. Freddie Freeman ends it in the 18th inning, the longest game played in the history of the World Series. Dodgers go up 2-1. And how about Shohei? 4-for-4. He was on base all 9 times. They walked him intentionally four times, and he had a couple bombs in the game. He's
literally playing Little League Baseball.
I don't think it's hyperbole. He's the best baseball player ever. I don't think it's prisoner of the moment.
No. I mean,
at least I don't think so. You guys tell us, but John,
how many times? I know, Tom, you coach Little League, and it doesn't happen frequently, but when there's that one kid on the other team, especially when you get late in the game, you know, you either tell your pitcher, you know, hey, don't throw him a strike, or you're just like, hey, you know, go to first base.
I've had a couple intentional walks.
Yeah. And it's because there's always that one guy on the other team that you they're just head and shoulders above everyone else in Little League.
Pitching around him to pitch to Mookie Betts.
Right. Yeah. That's the problem. I mean, this Dodgers lineup is remarkable.
8 o'clock, we're going to get into it. We're a week away from the trade deadline in the NFL. What's Lions' biggest need? What do you want to see him do? We'll get to it top of the hour. Told you guys I went to an adult Halloween party recently, and I asked you guys the last time you had been to one.
It's been a long time.
And this was Tom's theory. Once you have kids or your friends start having kids, Halloween's just a different holiday.
It is, because it's all kids' Halloween parties and you're trick-or-treating and you take the two-year-old, you dress them up and you try and coax them up to the door and you're looking at all the cute Halloween costumes. But parents generally, I've seen some, don't dress up as they're taking their kids around.
I think things have changed. I saw over last weekend, while I'm sitting sick at home scrolling, just doom scrolling, so many people that I know that have young kids got decked out. And I mean decked out.
Really?
For Halloween. Like full face painting and wigs and full-on costumes. And I see more people in the neighborhood dressing up as like family costumes. You know, like Teddy's being Batman, you know, you could have a whole superhero theme. Everyone, like you and your wife would dress up and everyone would be in the theme. And I think more and more adults are actually getting in, embracing Halloween.
So I could go as Chuck Daly and my starting five, the Bad Boys.
You could.
Dress up the kids as the starting five.
What about Chauncey?
No, I'm going back to the 80s.
I know.
Yes, I know. Yes, what's that costume look like now?
It's an orange Pistons jersey.
Oh, jumpsuit edition.
Yeah. Clutch Sports on the shirt. So when is it, for adult Halloween parties, is there an age where you're like, all right, I'm too old for this?
I wonder if
for
I'm getting
me
there.
Personally, or for in general, like I think Halloween can be embraced by everyone.
Oh yeah, sure. It's just different stages of life.
Yeah,
it was pretty much. I mean, however, I did start remembering costumes that I dressed up for and celebrated probably a couple years after college.
Yeah,
is when it was like, okay,
Heather, I'm more than a few years past college, still going to Halloween parties.
You are.
Am I?
No.
No, I'm not gonna say. I don't necessarily think there is.
Cutoff?
Yeah, there's a cutoff for me going to an adult Halloween party. Now, if Lisa said, "Hey, there's a Halloween party, I'd like to go as a let's dress up," I would certainly do it with her.
Yes. So, did you go as like a couple's costume?
We did not.
Oh,
we did not. The theme was 90s and 2000s cartoons.
Oh, it had the party had a theme.
Yeah, now you can obviously do whatever you want. No one's going to kick you out, but it's just to try to get everybody.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you didn't come as a cartoon.
Right.
Go
get out of here.
So what'd you go as?
before I say what I went as,
okay.
I do think it'd be fun if the ticket texters gave us what they think we should be for Halloween as a show.
Uh-huh.
So we can collect some of those on ticket text. You want to call in, go for it, 248-539-9797. But ideas for not just me.
Right.
Ideas for John, Heather, guys behind the glass, Halloween ideas for the show.
I'm curious as to what people will think I should dress up as.
I am too.
Because we're going to have a Halloween party at the house.
And, oh, okay.
And it's
like
going to be
with the
family. Okay. Yeah, because Lucy's coming home with a couple of her, because Michigan's playing Purdue. They're going to come home. She's bringing a couple of her sorority sisters. Is that what they call them?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. And so they're going to come. And I believe I've done some investigation because there are prizes for best costume, most creative costume, all of that.
So you are getting into Halloween this year.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
And so Lisa and I are going to dress up as well.
And you have it all decided, picked out, planned?
Yes, yes.
A couple's costume?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I've investigated as to, okay, what are the kids going as? What are Jack and Ellie going as? And I think I've been able to figure out what they're going as. And so it's...
Do you feel good about your chances to win the costume contest? Based on the intel of what you think they're going to be?
Well, it really depends on how into it they get. And I don't want to say necessarily what the kids are going as because I'll wait until maybe the end of this segment because I do think I know. Jack and Ellie are going as a pair. I do know that.
They are. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I know what Teddy's going to be. Teddy, I already mentioned, Teddy's going to be Batman. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Heather, are you dressing up with the kids?
I am not. I'm just really not into Halloween like that. I kind of wish I was because my daughter's being someone from Hocus Pocus. So I have that. I could be one of the Sanderson sisters and dress up as a witch too with her. I just got a hoodie or a like a sweatshirt that has...
Yeah.
Like a pumpkin on it?
No, it's a Hocus Pocus one. Okay. So it goes with her, but I'm just not really big into dressing up.
Well, and that's the other question. So in addition to coming up with costumes for us, we want to know how Halloween has changed. Like, there used to be a time where you went to those parties, and then it shifts probably right around the time that you have kids, or most people in your friend group have kids.
Yeah.
Then you don't really get that Friday night, Saturday night Halloween party. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. You want to knock out some of these phone calls?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's start with Ryan. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good. It's good to hear from you. How you doing?
Doing real good. A long-time listener, first-time caller. John, I got you set up as the Tom Selleck version of Magnum P.I.
There you go.
You know what, Ryan? You kind of hit the nail on the head. That's not what I'm going as this year, but in college, I did go. I got the Hawaiian shirt, had the mustache, and the Tigers hat, which actually I think I have the... I've got the old English D on now.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Selleck, one of my... He's a tremendous bow hunter, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So I have gone as Tom Selleck as Magnum P.I. before.
That's awesome.
That's a great pull, Ryan. Uh-huh. Thanks for the phone call.
So I would pull John as probably make him be Thanos from the Marvel movies, because I think you look a little bit like Josh Brolin to begin with.
Okay.
You're big. I think it's an easy one.
Uh-huh.
Heather's mine might come off as a little mean.
Oh, no.
But
oh, no.
I think Bridezilla is the look.
I knew somebody was going to say that. I could have predicted that.
It's the wedding dress, but yeah. but you underneath the dress, you have the, like, a bottom half dinosaur with a tail hanging off the dress.
Oh, wow.
The dress.
Wow.
And then you go, like, Freakazoid makeup, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think that's a... No brainer. Jim, a mortician, because you like to kill teams?
Oh, no. I deserve that one. How about this Twitch message? Coster probably made his wife dress as Bregman so he could smooch him.
Alicia Bregman.
That's perfect.
So.
Oh, that's so good.
What she went as, I thought, like, bold decision. She went as the Bill from Capitol Hill.
Like the I'm just a Bill on Capitol Hill.
Now, it's a commitment.
Like Schoolhouse Rock?
Schoolhouse Rock. She's a poli sci major. But think about this. You're in a costume. Like, it's bulky. Like, it's you're going to do it. You got to go for it. But then that makes, like,
how did she make, did she make it or order it?
No, she ordered it.
Okay.
Do you have pictures?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But think about it. Like,
did she have to sing the song?
No.
Nobody made her sing the song?
No, but someone played the song, like, once she came to the party and they saw this. All of a sudden, the Monster Mash stops so you can get Schoolhouse Rock, I'm Just a Bill on Capitol Hill. But think about it. Like, how do you have something to eat or drink? Like, at one point, I'm like helping, like, feeding her,
so,
like, snacks inside.
It didn't
inside
have a hole for her face?
Well, to see.
But it wasn't actually, was it like mesh?
It's like a full, see, those are the... I don't like those kind of costumes. I would not do a costume like that. Where you're confined.
Hmm.
But needless to say, there's not really a natural couples costume with the Bill. Like,
you could have been a pen. Like,
yeah, I suppose. But
that's
signed
the Bill. Yeah.
Yes. Or a tiny pencil. You just happy to see me?
Oh my gosh.
Look, I'll get into what I was coming up next. We want more of your feedback on the adult Halloween parties. When do they die? And ideas for all of us on the show for Halloween. It's 97.1. All right, Shaner Roofing. Look, when you need a roof, it's never at the right time. And it's a big investment. It's why choosing the right company matters. And for over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing. Local experts, proven track record, and every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty, which you're going to want because you're making a big investment. You want to protect it for as long as you own the home and even if you sell it. Plus, Shaner Roofing has a 4.9 star Google rating, thousands of happy customers. That doesn't happen overnight. Decades of quality work and customer care speaks for itself. If your roof's aging, if it's leaking, if you're just ready for peace of mind, go to mymichiganroof.com. That's mymichiganroof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts.
We asked you guys to pick out Halloween costumes for everybody on the show. Some of the responses have been great on the text. We'll get to the phone calls. Also, just curious what you've seen this year, like the cool costumes for Halloween. I went to a Halloween party this last weekend, and I don't know how long the adult Halloween parties are going to go. I'm in my early 30s. It kind of feels like because we're not going to have kids, it's going to be dependent on the people around us. And when they start having kids, it's going to shift the holiday because they're going to have their little ones. They're going to go out trick-or-treating. You guys have seen that happen in your life.
Oh, but sure.
The thing is that these Halloween parties happen the weekend before Halloween. So the adults
you could
are
do
still,
both.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And then you're
going
to, your friends will incorporate the kids in the parties too. And it will just, the parties will change. But if you're into Halloween, I don't think.
No.
It's
and
gonna
I
go
mean,
away.
We do things for our kids. Like I mentioned, we're going to have a Halloween party on Friday night just for our family. And it was Teddy that came to us and said he wanted a Halloween party and he wanted us to dress up. So we're going to do it. Yeah. And when Ellie was, I think she was in kindergarten, she wanted to go as a Michigan football player. And so I gave her my jersey, my helmet, and then I was chaperoning the party. So she's like, Dad, I want you to go as a football player as well. So I still had my shoulder pads and I put on the whole getup as a Washington Redskin.
Yeah.
And I went along with her. Some other ones that I've gone as before, and this will be a shock to no one, one that I went as a football player, not a shock. I did go as Magnum PI, as I've already talked about. I went for about 4 years in a row in my college days as a John Wayne.
Oh, wow.
But a different character.
Of course. Least surprising news ever.
Different character for different movies. So, yes.
So I did the full hockey thing once, and I went so far as to actually wear the skates with skate guards.
Oh, jeez.
That was a dumb decision.
You trick-or-treated in that?
I went back home and got shoes on.
Okay.
I'm like, this isn't going to work. Best one I ever pulled off was the Joker. It was the October after Dark Knight came out. I was spot on, and I was the nurse. So I had on the gown.
Oh, wow.
And then I had the wig, and I actually had two wigs where I could go both modes. It was nice to have hair for a night.
it's dressing up is what you'd like to be.
Just for the job you want, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Before we get to the ticket text, let's start with the people on the phone. Been waiting. John, or Jim in Pontiac, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. I feel like this one's an easy one. John could go as Frankenstein. He just needs two bolts and a scar, and he'd be perfect. And you know, and then you could be Jim could be the scientist who created him. You guys be, and then obviously Heather would be the damsel in distress.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, so the scientist saves the damsel in distress. I mean, that kind of plays along to your dream life.
Okay.
Heather's dreams, yeah. As a fellow Jim, I like that, by the way. Dreaming about us all, I felt like.
Okay. All right.
Frankenstein is the doctor, by the way, and the monster is Frankenstein's monster.
Right. So I would be Frankenstein.
Yes.
And he would be the Frankenstein monster.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Let's get to Kyle and Howell.
Yes,
Kyle,
not a stretch.
No, not at all. Kyle, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I thought this one was pretty self-explanatory. John, I'm thinking you can be Muggsy Bogues, and Jim obviously would be Manute Bol. I think that would fit right in with what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah. Do you think you could walk around on stilts for a little while?
Not well. See, that's the thing. When you commit to some of these Halloween costumes, like you are in.
Yes.
Like Tom with the skates
committed.
Or the stilts.
Uh-huh.
John as Muggsy Bogues is kind of funny.
Spud Webb.
Kyle, appreciate the phone call.
How about we all just walk down the street, we're trick-or-treating, and we're just holding up this huge like piece of plywood that's been painted blue, and we can be the blue wall. We just walk behind it.
Oh, man.
No, Heather wouldn't do that.
No.
Proud Spartan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cookie should go as Connor Stallions on the CMU sideline. Mike from U of M.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Did Costa dress up as an upside-down pineapple SpongeBob for his adult Halloween party? Adult in air quotes.
Yes.
John could be Shrek. Cookies could be Donkey. And Heather could be Fiona.
Princess Fiona.
And Colin could be the tiny gingerbread man, Jason at work. Yikes.
Yeah.
We just got a ticket text. Valeni and Costa's Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, boy.
Now, you would be Jeff Daniels because you kind of have a little bit of a resemblance to him.
I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah.
And then Valenti would have to get the haircut that
stupid
that Lloyd has. Yeah.
Well, they worked with Sully. Sully had that haircut.
Oh God. The show should be the A-Team. I'll let you decide who's who.
Okay.
All right. John should dress up as Clinton Portis for Halloween.
Oh, it's just evil.
John could be Lurch from the Addams Family.
There you go. Insert all big characters.
All ogres.
The Teletubbies. Chewbacca. Oh, you could do Chewbacca. Someone says we should go as the Teletubbies. There were people that dressed as the Teletubbies at this party.
Which ones?
I don't know the difference.
Well,
yeah, or which friends?
No, well, I can't tell the difference.
A lot about it.
I think Costa should be Napoleon Dynamite, Rodney from work. My nunchucks.
Yeah, here's one on Twitch. Gov should dress like Brian Kelly.
Oh God,
I deserve that.
Did you have people come up to you yesterday and be like, I can't believe he said that on the radio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bunch of people.
Gov would need to get some purple makeup just to get the face shading quite right when he's angry. Brian Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boy, he did turn all sorts of colors on Saturday, didn't he?
Yeah, he matched the color of his shirt.
He finally fit in. So at the Halloween party.
One more. We got the entire afternoon show should dress as the same person.
Okay.
They all dress as Valenti.
So I told you guys what I was, so you can't guess. But or do you remember what I told
you?
No,
what'd you say you were?
Oh, so go ahead and guess then.
I don't think you were some yellow blob. That's what I remember.
It's not far off.
Okay.
Again, the theme was 90s and 2000s cartoons. I wanted something pretty simple. I'm not a huge Halloween person that goes like in depth on the costume. Yeah. So this was
like kids. So
yeah, that's why, John. So and I required all of three things to put this costume together. I was Arthur.
The aardvark.
The aardvark. So you get the glasses, you get like a yellow like sweater, and then the little ears.
So yellow blob.
Yeah, basically. Yellow blob.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Well, there's not really, all jokes aside, a complimentary costume to the bill on Capitol Hill. That's your own deal.
I told you that one already.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah.
I showed you pictures of it. Thoughts on costume?
I thought it was cool. Yeah.
I mean, it was funny.
Yeah, if you're going to go all in.
Go for it.
Yeah. I want to see a picture of yours.
We didn't take a picture in the art.
You got dressed up and you didn't take one photo?
No.
Oh, shame on you.
It's a simple costume. It wasn't like, if I had done something intricate, you want to brag about it.
And you didn't take a picture?
No. Yeah, not even a couple shot?
Wow.
Brendan, Halloween costume?
It's undecided right now. I am a big fan of the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie, One Battle After Another. And it seems like everyone in the room is unfamiliar with this.
Yeah,
there's a dud here.
You can look up Leonardo
DiCaprio in his bathrobe and sunglasses and beanie. Pretty solid costume, I think.
So you're just going to wear the bathrobe. It's a toga party.
Not quite. It's a sort of a revolutionary bathrobe, if you will. So,
A revolutionary bathrobe.
Can you explain that one?
You'd have to see the movie.
There's more questions than answers here.
I'm trying to not spoil the movie for you. But
when did it come out? Is this a new movie?
This came out like a month or two ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It'd be a good costume if you've seen the movie.
It's a plaid bathrobe.
Yeah, just a regular.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I'd go revolutionary on that.
If you saw the movie, it would make a lot more sense in about 3 minutes.
A big fluffy bathrobe.
So. Good movie?
Oh, great movie. Okay. Fantastic. Absolutely. I've seen it twice, actually. So, yeah.
John won't watch it.
No.
So you don't like Leo?
Don't like Leo.
He's in like all these great movies.
How do you not like Leo?
Don't like him.
Wow.
I don't know.
He's in Inception, which I love.
That's a take.
Django Unchained is a great movie he's in. None of the... Okay.
No.
Titanic.
Right? Yeah. If you want to throw it all the way back.
I've seen
What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah. No.
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
That's
is another
great movie.
One.
No.
The Departed.
Yeah.
I've seen The Departed.
What do you think of Leo in The Departed?
It's been a long time.
Okay. The Revenant? He fights like a bear in
that? What do you think of Jack Nicholson in The
Departed? There's no dialogue in that.
Big Jack Nicholson fan. So...
Wow, these are two takes now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? I'm not supposed to be a Jack Nicholson fan?
Nicholson fan and not a Leo guy.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah, Wolf of Wall Street, another great Leo movie. Wow. Oh, John.
That's the defining Leo. Wait, what did you say about Wolf of Wall Street?
I've never seen it.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Cuts into my John Wayne time.
No, I'm not surprised.
Did not like Wolf of Wall Street, but the lemon scene is fantastic. Okay.
Again, I don't know.
John,
I,
not, Greg, no Greg, now you understand how I feel, yes, with my costume.
Let me what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.